Hi, this is Diane calling from Mr. Getzloff, please.
Who is this?
This is Diane calling from United Floral Design.
Yes.
Mr. Getzloff there, please. I was supposed to call at 2 o'clock, but I thought...
Okay, well, are you... Then you're early, and that's not very nice.
No, sir, I wasn't trying to be rude. I thought...
Yeah, but you're a little early, and that is very presumptuous on your part.
It's not presumptuous. I'm calling. If he's not there, I'll call back at 2 o'clock.
Okay, well, I don't know...
I have a centerpiece. He had asked me to do...
Uh-huh, okay.
I have, I talked to him, and I have Angelica for Inspiration centerpiece, and he had told me...
Well, can I ask you, what is this centerpiece for?
It's for the wedding. I had talked to Mr. Getz. Who is this, please?
My name is Jack. It's for the wedding.
Jack, did I speak to you on Friday of last week?
No, you did not. It's what...
I think, you know, I think I did, and if you're fiddling with me again, I'm not... This is silliness again. I told you.
Listen to me.
You don't lie to me.
Who are you yelling at?
I'm yelling at you.
I'm Harry's partner.
You're the person. No, you fiddled with me.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Ma'am.
You fiddled.
Okay, if we can just calm down. I'm Harry's partner. Nobody's fiddling here. And what wedding are you talking about?
I am calling about Mr. Getzloff's wedding. I asked to speak to him.
Well, don't...
As a fiancé.
Well, don't you think I would know about his wedding? I'm his partner. I mean, what's the story?
I don't understand, partner. I spoke to the fiancé.
His fiancé. I'm his partner. I'm his lover.
I don't understand. No. You're not dealing with this. You and another fellow on Friday.
Ma'am.
You're doing this again, and I don't appreciate it. Again, I told you. Do you know that I lost a customer on Friday because of you?
I
silliness and whoever that other fellow on the phone was. You think this is funny? Can you tell me that you're his partner? I know for a fact that Mr. Getzloff has a fiancé.
Well, then there's something that I don't know here. This is a surprise to me. I'm his partner. I'm his lover for 3 years now.
You don't joke with me. Put Mr. Getzloff on the phone. I don't find this funny. Tell me on Friday when I speak to you that you have a centerpiece and you cut out a piece of wood in the middle of the floor. That's not funny.
Listen to me.
I had the potpourri. I had everything for him. And you're joking with me. And it's not funny.
Nobody's joking here. Harry Getzloff. Hello?
Is this Jack?
Yes, this is Jack.
I need to speak to Mr. Getzloff now, okay? Not you, Jack.
Okay, listen to me. Mr. Getzloff just went out to buy a bottle of schmaltz. He'll be back in a moment. You can speak to him. He cut a hole...
You're using words now. You're using words like schmaltz. You think I don't know what you're doing with the word schmaltz? You think I don't know what that's a joke?
Ma'am, he loves schmaltz. Is there something wrong with that?
Don't buy a bottle of schmaltz.
Harry makes his own schmaltz, but he went out to buy it from a friend. Harry makes perhaps the best schmaltz I've ever had. Listen to me. He cut a hole in the floor, and he's building a volcano. Okay?
Well, you listen to me. Okay, I spoke to Mr. Getzloff. We had an agreement. I said I was going to get to him a centerpiece. Okay? Not for the floor, for the table, for the reception, and for the ceremony, and for the cocktail hour.
Okay?
You're fiddling again, and I don't find it funny.
Harry is an artist, and you obviously don't know that.
Excuse me, I am an artist. This is my business, okay? I have flowers, beautiful flowers. I've had a centerpiece in the fridge. It's going to wilt. And you are not being funny.
Nobody's trying to be funny, ma'am.
You tell me he goes out for a bottle of schmaltz. You don't kid with me like that.
You know, I just don't believe the way you're yelling at me. I don't need this.
I am very angry with you. You did this on Friday to me. You think I don't understand that?
Listen, I'm his partner. I live here. What would you like me to do? I mean, I don't understand.
Let me speak to the fiancé. Where is she? I want the number.
And furthermore, I think that...
I don't like you people. You and this other one. I want to deal with you. I want to speak to the fiancé.
I don't know why you're
going... I don't understand, quite frankly, why I couldn't speak to the fiancé directly. I find that very suspicious.
Well,
Rome doesn't usually do the flowers.
Okay, well, in order to speak to his fiancé...
He had said that she has bridesmaids in blue.
Well... This is all
and
a surprise.
I need to know this.
This is a surprise to me because she is a roommate here, and I don't know where he gets off calling her his bride-to-be. We have been lovers for 3 years, and I don't know what he's doing.
I'm not getting involved.
This is ridiculous.
The situation,
the
living situation, you people are giving me a hard time.
Okay,
and
listen.
I want to speak to Mr. Getzloff now, okay?
I will have him call you.
If it means calling back at 2, I will do that. Okay?
I have a good mind to slap you across your face.
What do you expect me to do with this?
The way you're screaming at me, I could slap you silly.
Yes, I am screaming at you because you did this to me on Friday. I was told this would not happen again with the crossed wires, and you're doing it again.
I mean, just the yelling and stuff. I've never heard anything like it. I have a good mind to just lick you down. It's crazy.
Okay. that you're threatening me now. Jack, I have a business, okay? But apparently you don't understand that because every time I call, you're at home.
But why are you yelling at me?
I understand why you're at home, first of all.
Because Harry pays for me to stay home. I don't have to work. I'm his mother.
And you know what? Harry is going to pay for me to do the wedding. And if you people don't stop, I am not going to do the wedding. I need to get the fiancé's number now.
Harry fell asleep last night drunk and he fell behind the bed. Do you want any more? I mean, is that what you want, our heart and soul? He fell asleep drunk behind the bed. He's getting married.
You're making nonsense with me. Just stop this.
He's getting married, he said. He's breaking my heart.
I don't understand. Hold on.
Hold on.
Yes, I believe I spoke to you,
No, you see, now I know that you two people, you are doing this wrong, okay?
I didn't see you
on Friday. You missed the accent. I spoke to you.
Yes, what is the problem?
With the centerpiece, with the wood.
Yes.
I don't catch on to the silliness.
What are you...
You're silly, too.
What is she talking about? She's cursing me, yelling me.
I am yelling you. That is right. Because do you know that I lost a customer on Friday because of your...
Let
me put Jack back on the phone because I want to get the number of the fiancé.
You want to speak to Jack?
You know what? I don't want to speak to any of you.
You want to speak to Jack?
I want the number of the fiancé.
If you want to speak to Jack,
you
must speak to Mr. Scott.
No, you did this to me on Friday. I don't want to speak to Scott. And you know what? I don't have time for this.
With the volcano, I'm fixing the volcano.
I'm an artist, I'm fixing volcano.
It's gonna go.
I was told this was not gonna happen again, and
it's going to erupt. Explosion. The volcano exploded, and it destroyed a piece of my ass, legs, everything.
You're failing again. You put Jack back on the phone right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, but in order to speak to Jack,
I'm gonna put
you
my husband on the phone. Do you know that?
His friend Scott.
30 years. I'm gonna put my husband on the phone if you don't stop.
Okay, if you want to put your husband on the phone.
Now I have to make my customer. Hold on, please. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Is this Jack?
Hi.
Jack, you stop this now. Give me the number of the fiancé.
I don't know her work number. And I wish you'd stop calling her the fiancé. I love him.
What am I supposed to call her?
She's a roommate, and if he's getting married behind my back,
listen to me. I'm not getting involved with whatever is going on at that apartment.
I will slap him silly.
Do what you want. I have a centerpiece. I've had it since Friday. I told you that. You joke with this thing in the middle of the room. It's not funny. And then you put your friend on the phone. He doesn't even speak English. He doesn't even understand what I'm saying to him.
He's the super of the building. For you and your flowers. And it's something to do with
facts. Listen to me, Jack.
Listen to me, please.
You don't know.
Will you listen to me? Listen to me.
And my associates.
He said, the super said, they're cutting a big hole in the floor. They've already made a volcano. And that when you come in with the flowers, Harry's supposed to shove you into the volcano. This is all I understand.
This is not funny.
Hello?
You know you're joking now, and you give me the number of the fiancé.
Ma'am, there is no joke here. According to Harry.
This is not funny.
According.
Okay, no.
Listen.
This is silliness. You're silly.
Ma'am, according.
I'm very angry.
According to Harry, you were going to come in with the floral arrangement.
According to Harry, nothing.
Okay, please listen. With the floral arrangement and partial ownership of a deli with your husband, and they were going to shove you into the volcano. That's all I know.
A deli? What are you talking about with a deli?
The Second Avenue Deli. The Star Deli or something?
I have nothing to do. I have no association, neither does my husband.
Okay, well then, he's mistaken.
Jack, do you understand what is going on? I don't think you understand the severity.
Well, then you're yelling at me. I don't understand.
I am yelling at you, because I'll tell you why.
He worked his ass off.
On Friday, you put me through this, and now you're doing it again.
Listen.
And I was told from Carol that this wouldn't happen.
Listen, Harry worked his ass off to prepare this volcano for you. He worked so hard on it.
You don't do this. This is not funny.
Ma'am.
I never discussed the volcano. That is not funny.
He said that you asked him tried at 2 o'clock. He went out to get some salves and balms and ligaments.
Okay, you're joking with me.
No, I am...
First you tell me it's the other. Now you tell me... Where is he?
He'll be back in a little while.
At 2 o'clock? I said I would call back at 2 o'clock.
Okay, and we're trying to get... I'm sorry for the confusion.
What time is it now?
It's approximately 2 o'clock.
What time is it now?
It's about 2 o'clock.
But then I call you now.
Pardon me?
If it's 2 o'clock, then I'll call you now.
Okay, or you can call a little later, whatever you wish.
Hold on, please.
Okay, is your husband there or something I can speak to?
You're not speaking to my husband.
Because you're yelling at me like crazy.
Oh, you think I'm yelling? If I put my husband on the phone, then you're going to hear some yelling.
But why are you angry with us?
I'm angry because you know that you fiddled around with me on Friday.
What have we done?
You're doing it again. I spoke to this woman. I set up a time to call. And you people are... I'm so angry right now.
If I find out that that bitch Harry's cheating on me, I will break his legs.
You find out what you need to find out. I'm calling you back, and if I don't speak to Getzloff at 2 o'clock, this is done, over.
Oh, my God. Oh, why are you yelling at me like that?
I am yelling at you because you are giving me the right.
What have I ever done to you?
Don't cry with me. Don't joke.
Oh, but I've never done anything to you.
You're doing something to me. You did it to me on Friday.
You're yelling at me like
I'm
a fool.
Put me on the phone back on the phone.
You're yelling at me like I'm a
swan.